Music sounds better on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
Hello, and welcome to a very, very special episode of The Sod Show, where the two boys are sitting back, they're relaxing, and they're allowing me, Andy Gaffney, to come in and have a little chat to them. So joining them, as always, is Brian and Peter. Boys, how are we?
How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm good, I'm loving this, I'm feeling empowered.
Your red t-shirt is already brightening up my day.
It's, you know what I mean, that's what I'm here to do, is to make your day a little bit better. Should you want to get in contact with us here on Dublin City FM 103.2, let us know on 087-977-1032 or Twitter, hashtag Sideshow. Or if you want to complain to me in private without them hearing it, at hello Andy Gaffney.
That's on Twitter.
Yeah, that's on Twitter, yeah.
And that's hello without the H.
It's E-L-L-O. I have it up on blog.donaganlandscaping.com. I have introduced it as the Sod Show says, hello, Andy Gaffney.
It's like E-L-O with an extra L.
Yeah.
Consonant, please, Carl.
Yeah.
It's a reference to two things. It's a reference to Doctor Who and also a girl that I could never get back in the day. Because she, well, the Doctor Who is the Tenth Doctor's first word was hello. And I love Doctor Who. And the girl once said to me, hello, when I was coming out of a pub. And I thought, and that was the first thing she ever kind of said to me. And she was gorgeous. I thought, oh, I love you. And I thought the only way I could ever get her is if I climb the ranks, present the Late Late Show one day and started with, hello. She'll be watching it at home and go, wow, I should have jumped on him that night in Dorns when I said hello to him.
You have a mild problem as regards hosting the Late Late Show, though, don't you?
The fact that it's Tubbers.
Yes.
But I think I could co-host it with Tubbs.
He needs a co-host.
I just want to hug Tubbs, more mainly.
I have a question in here already asking via Twitter private message, funnily enough.
Oh, here we go.
Asking how green is this show actually going to be, if at all?
There's some questions coming up. There's some talking points around the topic of gardening, such as I recently have been given a present of a plant for the first time. I've never had a plant. Now, I've mentioned Charlene the houseplant to you before.
Uh-huh. That's almost akin to Anthony McGuinness's Planty, the name he gives his indoor plant.
Has he only got one?
Yes.
So basically, you could have got him as a co-host either.
Yes. But you're much better looking.
This is true, and I think this has been robbed by the form of radio. I think people are missing out on this.
What kind of plant did you get?
I was given the plant a Japanese peace lily.
Okay.
Which was apparently a reference to, well, I've seen the movie Hot Fuzz when the person gave it to me. It was a gift in that. Was a Japanese piece.
It's very thoughtful as plants go.
It was lovely. The only thing is, right?
The plant's dead?
No.
It's alive?
But here is two questions I want to bring to the experts here, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh! Experts plural, hang on a second.
Someone get me Jane Perris back on the phone here.
Well, he's got a book, which means he's more qualified than me.
Brian, for those of you who aren't aware, has a book called Be Your Own Lawn Expert by Dr. D.G. Hesseon. It's the second edition of Britain's best-selling book on lawn care. It cost 15p.
In 1967.
The big spender. I had to buy my own coffee today, is it, by the way?
Yeah, but to be fair, right? You're the man who goes around in his big van and you're Peter, the gardening expert, right? He's already explained to me what forking is. And I did not know what it was.
That's forking your lawns, to the listener who isn't aware.
With a spiker.
I have a note in from a friend of yours, Jonathan Byrne.
Yeah, that's my roommate.
Yes, your roommate. He says, quote, not 5 minutes and at LO Andy Gaffney is talking about girls and Doctor Who. Hashtag Sideshow, hashtag Dublin City FM. Thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, for his input.
Keep your comments coming. They're very much appreciated.
But yeah, the two questions I have, and I want to get your knowledge on this, is that, one, why is it so confusing to have this plant that apparently you can't water it every day? You're not supposed to put it in the sunlight. Why can't all plants be universal? And my second question, for you to think on, and we'll come back to these throughout the show, is why does everything that I try to show love to reject me in the end? much like this plant has.
Yes, the reason why, sorry to sidetrack, Andy is here is because we are, as previously mentioned, show number 25.
Yes.
And so we thought it would be nice to have the interviewers become the interviewees.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. Should we go to a song and maybe come back to gardening a little bit after this, Brian?
Yeah, let's go to a song. What have you got for us?
It's Octopus's Garden by the Beatles.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know. In an octopus's garden in the shade. Swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
The Sod Show on Dublin City FM 103.2. That was the Beatles and Octopus's Garden. Now, like I said, this is me, Andy Gaffney, standing in for the two boys. I say standing in. They wouldn't trust me to be here on my own. They are still here. They won't leave me alone for a minute. Even though I think I've brought the show to a whole new level of sophistication already.
A whole new level, I think.
Yeah.
Separate clause. Sophistication.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you should maybe host a grammar show as well.
Oh.
Grammaring. What are you saying? You know what I mean? Be gonna.
Oh, wow.
Have a go at me.
Oh, well, no, I'm just saying, pointing out, you know, self-praise is no praise and all that kind of stuff, Andy.
Excellent. So, yeah, anyway, this love affair that I'm having with Charlene, the houseplant, not a love affair. I mean, the fact that it's a turbulent relationship I'm having.
Why Charlene?
Why Charlene? It's for the raw actress Charlene McKenna, because the way my love blooms for her, I want my plant to bloom.
I named a plant, well, I know in our house we had a plant called Henry. It was a rubber plant and it lived 14 years and then it died.
The Beatles, funnily enough, if you ever watch the, Backbeat, and they used to call their drinks in Hamburg, they used to call them Henry.
Hmm.
There you are.
Thank you, Nate. These are powerful facts.
Yeah, there you go. Would you like another Henry? I'd love to. I've never met him before. Oh, well, he tastes lovely. There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's how it used to go, yes.
So Charlene is a handful, yes?
Sorry, say again?
Charlene is a handful.
Charlene is, basically, it's confusing. It's like, I would liken it to having a normal girl in the flat, because it doesn't talk to me when it's hungry. and it never tells me what it wants, and also it's really confusing to take care of.
So
this is about as logic as Brian and the beetroot from about 2-3 weeks ago.
Japanese peace
lily.
Yeah.
Japanese peace lily, yes. That would be the Satophyllum.
Okay.
Yes, well, for those who would like to know.
And how can he take care of it better?
I'm not too sure. By the sounds of things, Andy looks after
Charlene. Quite well.
Quite extremely well. Mm. Better than Mr. McGuinness would of Planty. In which case, it only leads me to ask, how is Henry doing?
Henry's dead.
Henry's long buried.
No, the cash used it as a kind of somewhere to go at night, and that ruined Henry. After it was rubber plant, 14 years, went up to the ceiling in height, and now he's gone.
Wow.
Holy good God. Did you know that we have on the way 20th to the 28th is Heritage Week?
Right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that first there.
No?
No.
At Nessie Mon had done some interviews. Nessie works with the 2XM, sorry. But her, if you go to her website, nessymon.com, you will find some interviews over there.
Nessie Mon was on the ship when Henrietta Game played.
That's very, very true, when they were launching, yes. Yeah. Yes, I believe they were playing in, was it Mullingar last night or was it Mead?
Right.
It was Mead or Westmead, I'm hoping to correction.
One of them,
yes. Thanks also to Jenny Fox for letting me know regarding Heritage Week as well.
You had another question.
Yes, to bring this back to you, I mean, let's have time about things that are coming up and whatnot. Jimmy, let's get back to some proper gardening questions, right? Such as
heritage belongs in the past.
Yeah.
Go on.
Come on, listen to Brian here, you know what I mean? He's already been in touch, but my friend Jonathan Byrne,
mm-hmm.
He was beside a Venus flytrap. Now, we're all familiar with Venus flytraps, okay?
Yeah.
And I was saying like, oh, you can't just put something into it and it'll close on it. Okay? You know, you put something into the Venus flytrap and it'll close.
Uh-huh.
He was putting a USB key into it. And it was attempting to eat the USB key. Now, I was worried about this for two reasons. One, I thought it might damage the plant.
Yeah.
And two, if it somehow could create a kind of a robotic Venus flytrap, which I don't know what world I want to be in if there's such a thing could happen.
Just to let people know, Andy does a production, I think it's fair to say, on Kulstadi called I Heart Tea Crowd.
Yep, thank you.
To give people a level of where your brain imagination is at.
Okay.
What is the question you asked Charlene McKenna from Raw about? What was the name of your self-penned film?
Oh, Space Jail.
Space.
Oh, thanks for bringing up Space Jail. Yeah,
and what was the part that you offered that she play?
Jinx Celestial. She was a saucy minx robber.
Okay, what was the question you asked of a similar, typing to Neil Hannon?
I asked him, would he want to be the general something or other, and would he want to be in Space Jail? And I gave him the role. Now, she said no. Neil Hannon said yes. Charlene McKenna's the only one who said no to Space Jail so far.
Was the plant named before you met her?
No. Nothing was named before I met her.
Okay.
Brian has picked up on where I was going with my line of questioning, you see. We have a note in from Housekeeping. Yeah. This is Andy's own podcast.
This is my ship.
This is his own the Twitter account of his own podcast.
Yeah, I'm not tweeting myself, by the way.
No, he's not. Listen to at Hello Andy Gaffney. Ruin the sod show. Chaps careers on Dublin City FM right now. Hashtag don't repeat on radio.
That's an ad.
We also have a note in from Kulch.ie saying at Anthony McGuinness, ooh, at Donegan Gardens, just suggested on the sod show that you don't take good care of Planty. Hashtag live radio shocker.
Yeah,
they're coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's happens when you captain these ships. That mutinies are always, always nearby to come get me. Yeah, but right, seriously, right now to move things on a little bit from the Venus flytrap, because we don't think this could happen, could we? Like, what's the worst that could happen if you're feeding USB sticks to just teasing a Venus flytrap with a USB key? What do you think the worst could happen?
It can't break it down or, for want of a better description, digest it.
Right.
I couldn't.
Right, so nothing basically is going to happen.
Not apart from, no, I wouldn't think so.
Right, that's because I was writing a script all about that, really.
You should have just phoned in. You should just text us on 087-977-1032. I would have answered your question.
Yeah, a Venus flytrap with advanced memory capacity.
Okay, here we go. See, he's on board as consultant for the film.
Yeah.
This is almost as bad as being on the Oprah Winfrey show with the Non-Plant Lovers Association of Ireland, yeah. Only two members.
They don't grow here normally, do they? These are imported, these kind of plants, really.
Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be native to Ireland, in short.
But they can grow.
As versus an ash tree, for example.
Right.
I find them frankly disgusting, I have to say. I mean, they look disgusting. They look horrible. You can see the dead flies with them. I don't like them.
To me, it's the plant version of a pet crocodile. I don't think I could sleep well at night knowing that somebody had a Venus flytrap under their bed.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie Little Shop of Horrors? Of course you have.
No.
No?
No.
No.
I've seen the Blues.
Feed me, Seymour. It's great.
No, I've seen the Blues Brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the last film I watched.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm a bit retro.
That's a while ago, wasn't it?
Mm. But, I know, yeah. Well then, considering that the point at which I agreed that you should host a sideshow was in the Workman's Club.
Yes. I shan't remember that point at all. But
yes, I noticed that. You remembered about 2 days later, though.
Here I am.
On non-native plants.
Yes.
Is there anything that's not supposed to be imported into Ireland? Like, is there things that you just should not have?
Most of it is governed by plant passports, funnily enough. An amazing fact for you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, plants have passports.
I like how I'm being that brutal. I'm making him look like the gardening expert. Which I like.
I don't quite get that. I'm just asking, is there anything that, obviously there's things that, you know, are illegal and all that in terms of drugs, but is there other plants that should not be here because they will do that kind of red squirrel, grey squirrel thing and kill off everything that's already here?
I knew a man who tried to, when I was in college, I'd signed a garden for a guy and he tried to import from a plant lover's perspective, he wasn't trying to be illegal, but he dumped all of his possessions and placed roses in his suitcase, rose plants that is, and he wanted to bring home, surprisingly, 3,000 roses from China, which, you know, was a lovely thought. But
I'm assuming he wasn't allowed.
Oh no, he wasn't allowed in any way, but it's similar to the point. I mean, if you take it on the very simplistic level, that the bowl of shamrock handed to Barack Obama, the growers of which we interviewed, mm-hmm. on the sideshow back in March, that's handed over in a jail now.
You see, I heard a fact, right, that anything you hand to the president, anything that the president has to handle gets destroyed.
Yeah, it does, yes.
Yeah, the guy said the guys take it out and blow it up. Like
said about 5 minutes after the photograph is taken, it's
destroyed.
He quote unquote, he said shot to death.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And you see, I don't want to call anyone, but I don't want to call anyone here a liar. Not any of you people, or any kind of pubs down in Moneygall, right? But this thing about how the president's pint glass, I heard that they have to be destroyed when the president drinks out of a glass so people don't get anything. So he has his glass. That's not going to happen.
There you go. Do you want to go for your second song?
I do want to go for my second song. It's Travis. It's Flowers in the Window. It's rather lovely, and here we go.
I think it is.
Snowman, I was
There you go. Travis Flowers in the Window on the Sideshow. Right, so anyway, we're talking... The overarching theme of this whole conversation so far has been about how I gave Charlene the houseplant as a very, very thoughtful gift, and how I am making it my business to keep her going, to keep her in love, and to basically still hang around for next week, you know what I mean? Which I think is all we can ever do. But this whole thing about giving gifts of plants and whatnot, and the whole giving girls gifts as romances, I've never known anyone... Now, I know the wrong people, but I've never known anyone who's got flowers for someone and it hasn't backfired on them. Why is this?
I am unsure.
I see them as dead plants, you know, like they're cut off.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Because what are you meant to do with them? Like, you know what I mean? They're dead.
I remember buying 11 white roses and one red for a bow of mine, but they were in season.
Yeah,
and any other bouquet of flowers I've ever given, I've made.
Oh, see, that's you see, you're quite good at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then there was a point where I was asked consistently. I gave a girl once flowers every single day for a month.
Oh, and what?
Until she told me, you know, to stop forcefully, but the first week was what did he do? And then the second week was, oh, that's cute. This was by the peers, the friends and associates of this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third week was, is this not getting on your nerves?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought it was quite that's in my head.
Can crazy. I kill this romance with concrete?
Go on.
Yes.
Coming up over the next couple of weeks on The Sod Show, we're going to be doing hard landscaping. Here is a promo to tell you what's coming up.
What we're going to hope to do over a period of the next few weeks is start with the very, very basics of what is hard landscaping. It's something that we have to consider whether we like it or not and work our way up to the point where you might actually be able to have a go and build something for yourself. Part number one in this wee little series and the session of is obviously at the very, very basics. It's mixing concrete. John, silly as it may sound, what is concrete? What is cement?
Okay, Peter, first things first, concrete is made up of cement and aggregate and water.
Well, what's aggregate? I hear Brian Green speaking in the background.
Aggregates is basically crushed stone. When you're mixing concrete, you buy gravel, which is a combination of sand and aggregates mixed together. So them combined with water and cement equals concrete. As you referred to there, mortar is slightly different in that it's made up of cement, sand and water. Building sand, water, cement mixed together equals mortar.
The basic uses of concrete, mortar, cement, I'm going to call them all the one for the moment, but it pretty much is almost everything to do with anything that may be considered hard landscaping.
Correct. It's a very versatile product. It is used everywhere as you described. It's used foundations for walls, for putting in posts, fences, for paving slabs, paths. The list is endless.
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
Yeah, so anyway, to bring it back to the point I was making about romance.
Much more interesting than concrete.
Yeah, like I knew a girl once, right, who was hooking up with this guy, right, in the Grand Social, before it was a Grand Social, and he was spitting about her and she liked him, and then on her birthday, she was turning 19, and he got her something like 10 roses sent to her house, and she was that annoyed by that, she stopped seeing him.
You're joking me.
Yeah, she was that annoyed. Now maybe I don't understand this was the whole thing about how plants are confusing, which is why I named her Charlene. Because I mean, what was he meant to do? Like, Jimmy, I think he couldn't afford the full 18 or 17, however old
I gave
she was.
A girl a house plant once. It backfired as well. It backfired as well as the flowers for a month did.
Yeah. I think we should just stop buying gifts for girls.
Just go to the pub and be moany old men sitting at the bar with an Evening Herald under my arm.
Yeah.
They're playing our music.
Right, so
Andy, you're coming to the end of your tenure.
Yeah, so anyway, first question anyway on the interview.
Huge thanks to Andy Gaffney at @LOAndyGaffney on Twitter. You'll find more on blog.donneganlandscaping.com and also on iTunes. Have a great weekend, folks. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks to you on technology. See you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.